I'm Kirk Lindon, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme, Colbert finds Don Jr. smoking gun. Trevor Noah gets some help from one of our favorite sleuths, and Stephen Colbert finds a new name for Donald Trump Jr. Conan O'Brien joins in today's Punchlines.
For a whole year, we've been wondering, did the Trump campaign collude with the Russians to affect the U.S. presidential election? And finally, we have an answer. We have an answer. And I don't care which side you're on. We all wanted an answer for so long, for so long. Everyone was like, man, there's so much smoke. There is so much smoke. But we don't know if there's a fire. We were on the ground, dying from smoke inhalation. Like, I just want to know if there's a fire. And today we're like, yes, it's a fire. It's a fire. I'm on fire. New problem. But now I know the truth. Yes, it's a fire. Oh, finally.
Let's dive into these emails. Remember, it is going to take careful parsing to prove that the Trump campaign was privately colluding with Russia to get damaging confidential information about Hillary Clinton. This is the first email. Subject, Russia, Clinton, private and confidential.
He actively tried to collaborate with the Russians before the election. Yeah. Yeah, when he heard this, Donald Trump said, good luck trying to connect me to Donald Trump Jr. There's no way that's happening.
Goldstone goes on to write about their mutual acquaintance, Russian pop singer Emin Agalarov. Good morning. Emin just called and asked me to contact you with something very interesting. The Crown Prosecutor of Russia met with his father, Aras, this morning, and in their meeting offered to provide the Trump campaign with some official documents and information that would incriminate Hillary and her dealings with Russia and would be very useful to your father. I'm sorry, I just got a little cough because of this smoking gun I just found.
The Russians said they wanted to team up with the Trump campaign against Hillary Clinton in the American presidential election. And Donald Trump Jr.'s response is, I love it. You would think, as a patriot, you would say, I may not like Hillary, but I'm an American first. Not, I love it.
Now, this is cool. Donald Trump Jr. is being represented by a mafia lawyer who has defended 4 New York crime families. Yes, that's a true story. Yeah, I didn't make that up. That's real. So now the lawyer has updated his resume to say defended 5 New York crime families.
He is totally guilty. Because there's this law that says a foreign national shall not directly or indirectly make a contribution or a donation of money or other thing of value. You know what Oppo research is? A thing of value. That's why you took the meeting, you numbnut. I'm sorry. That was disrespectful. I should use his proper name. Inmate 41715. Junior.
And maybe Don Jr. just doesn't know how to use the word love appropriately because he's never heard it growing up. But still. Okay, yeah. You might think, oh, that's not fair. Donald Trump loves his son, but does he?
Trump Jr. says today that he released these documents in order to be totally transparent. And hours later, the president put out a statement through his press office saying, my son is a high-quality person, and I applaud his transparency.
My son is a high-quality person? I'm sorry, that is not a statement of support. In fact, that's not even a compliment. It sounds like Trump is just giving himself props. My semen makes the highest quality humans. My semen makes the highest quality humans and Eric.
I would like to issue a formal apology. Jim? I'd like to apologize to Eric Trump. We always thought you were the dumb one. We were wrong.
This isn't House of Cards. Like, this isn't even Veep. It wouldn't even qualify for Blue's Clues. It's so simple that it wouldn't. It just, wait, no, no, no. No, Blue, it's not necessary. We've already solved it. Yeah, I know it's a clue. We all know it's a clue. The whole thing is a clue. We don't need you, man. Get out of here. Go. 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 Oh, man, I didn't mean it like that. Sorry, Blue. You're a high-quality person.
To watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.